Let's rise up on our feet.
As we close our eyes, I sing this song loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah, outside along the way, the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my. Sing it again loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah, outside, along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah, make my life whole again.
We make our way.
made impossibility possible. You made impossibility, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, he made it possible. Hallelujah, he made it possible. He made it possible. Raise your right hand to the heavens, beloved. Say, my Father, plug me into the socket of my breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. My Father, plug me to my socket of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. My Father, plug me to my socket of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for bringing us here today, and we praise you for your mighty power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, which you have designed as a morning for champions, let our lives climb your mountain of power in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our body, soul, and spirit. And at the end of everything, let us glorify your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This morning's service is designed for those who have decided to become champions. And this morning's service is going to involve some prayers. And a lot of things will decide on how you handle those prayers. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. Close your eyes, beloved. Say, my Father, my case shall receive the touch of heaven today. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. We're looking at what I call the secrets of greatness. The secrets of greatness. As far as you are here this morning and you want your life to manifest the greatness of God, make sure that when the time comes and I ask you to begin to pray, pray the way you have never prayed before. The secrets of greatness. In Psalm 71, verse 21. Psalm 71, 21 is a verse I want all of us to read together. Psalm 71, 21. Are we there? Are we ready now? Good. I want you to read it with the loudest voice you can gather. Let's go. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on earth. Shout it even louder than that. Amen. If you believe that's your testimony, shout a loud amen. The kind of prayers we're going to pray not too long from now were the kind of prayers I was prayed somewhere some time ago. We prayed these prayers and we left the place. By the time we went there another year, let me tell you one of the testimonies we gathered from there. There was this Nigerian lady doctor. She studied in this country. She was now looking for a job abroad. She prayed these prayers. Very soon she got a job. In that job, the mark at the interview was 75%. She was the most junior doctor
the most junior doctor of all the doctors working in that giant hospital. In fact, the other doctors who are the consultants are all professors. Some of them became professors before she was born. So they employed this Nigerian lady who prayed these prayers. So anytime they were going around the patients at the hospital, you know, they review the case of patient by patient. Yes, what's wrong with this one? What can we do? They review the cases. When the professors have looked at patients, say, this is where, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. This lady will say, excuse me, sir, it will not work. This is what will work. Sir, what? So we are professors. We know this more than you do. She will keep quiet and said, okay. And they will discover that all those things that the professor said will fail. They will now go and try what she said. And it worked 100% of the time. She now became popular in the hospital. And when they bring patients, patients look around, if they see only the professor and not this Nigerian lady, they will say, where is Funke? The name is Funke. They will bring her. And by the time she listens to what they say, say, let's try this. 100% of the time, it will work. The Lord increased her greatness in that place. Until now, they could not sack her. And she became an asset to the hospital just by praying this prayer. Another person who got the testimony of what happened to her, another doctor, prayed the same prayers. Then she had an interview in the same hospital where Funke worked. When this new lady got to the interview, her mark was 96%. So when they saw the mark and they asked her questions, when the way she was answering, the professor said, ah, we already have one Funke here who has overshadowed everybody. This new one, and that Funke scored 75% at the interview. This new one, 96%. Don't let us take this one, because they just take over this hospital. That is what happens when you pray some prayer. What are the secrets of greatness? Or what does greatness mean? Greatness is to be very large in size. Greatness is to be larger in size than others of the same kind. Greatness means being larger in quantity or number. Greatness means being remarkable. Greatness means having an outstanding performance in what you are doing. Greatness means being superior in quality. Greatness means being powerful. Greatness means becoming a man or woman of influence. Greatness means being a distinguished personality. Greatness means being glorious. What are Bible secrets for greatness? The first secret you can pick out from the Bible is this. Your present is your key to your future. Your present is your key to your future. You use what you have to get what you have now, you use it to get what you need in the future. What you have now is the seed for that which you should become. That's the first secret you should put in your hand. Your present is your key to your future. The second secret you should understand is this. Greatness does not usually begin great. It doesn't usually begin great. So if you despise your little beginnings, you will never become great. Jesus taught his disciples that the way to become a master is to become the servant of all. In Mark chapter 10, verse 43. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. It's a principle of greatness. A little person who is diligent will never remain small. Let me say that again. A little person who is diligent will not remain small, but will sooner or later become great. Many people want to start from the top.
It doesn't work that way.
You start from the bottom, and God now moves you up. The Bible makes us understand that the way up is down. I want you to be very clear about this. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, let's look at more secrets of greatness. Luke 16:10. It is important that you listen to this message very, very attentively, because I know the Lord is going to produce champions out of this meeting this morning. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man, who shall give you that which is your own? God will not give you your own if you do not prove yourself reliable when you were serving under others. The way you have served others in the past decides whether you become great or not. There are some people, when they are working under some people, they'll be so lazy, they won't work hard. I'm only here for a while, though. After some time, I'll go and start my own. When I start my own, I will work hard then. That is not the principle of greatness. The way you work when you are working for somebody else is the way the anointing of greatness will come upon your life. There are some pastors, when they are working under a general overseer, if you say, go and do 2 days night vigil, you say, Gio, you want to kill me? You don't want me to stay with my family? But when they go out and start their own church, he would declare 40 days night vigil, which he refused to do when he was working under some. Such pastors never become great. When you work under a place and you are busy stealing their money, wrecking the place, you become a glorified rat in that company. And now you start your own company. You have been a rat somewhere else. You will now have giant rats where you are. Because that's how you perform when you were working under somebody else. God sometimes makes a person an apprentice under somebody before he now becomes a master of himself. Your apprenticeship, the way you serve under that banner, is the gateway to your future when you become your master. Say, I will work out when it is my own. No. So you will never increase if you reject your little starting point. The seed of your future is in your present. Your future greatness is in the little you have now. And no matter how big a door is, you need only a little key to open that door. I want you to understand these principles that I'm bringing forth this morning. When God gives you 5 talents, what God is merely telling you is that your proper place is among those with 10 talents. God will not start you on 7 talents when he has proposed a final seal of 7 talents for you. No. He will give you maybe 3 and expect you to use those 3 to find the other 4. That way, the man becomes better equipped to manage the extra. The man who despises what he has now because he thinks it's not much will lose even what he has. Beloved, do you want to be great? Then begin to be diligent with the little that you have now. Beloved, do you want to become your own master in the future? Then be a faithful servant now to those you have to serve. Another secret of greatness is what you find in Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. I said this morning is for those who want to become champions, who know that they want the Lord to move them powerfully and mightily forward. Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him, bringeth him before great men. Another secret of greatness you can gather from the word of God, that in every life there is a deposit for greatness. There is something God has deposited in you to make you great. That gift is there. That's why somebody has said, the greatest treasure ground, the richest place on earth, is the cemetery. Because in the cemetery, you have dead visions, dead dreams, dead talents, dead ideas, dead knowledge, dead brain, dead imagination in the cemetery. God has deposited something in you to bring you to greatness. But that deposit can be stolen. It can be destroyed. It can be ignored. It can be abused. It can be perverted. It can be suffocated. It can be wasted. It can be exchanged and it can be transferred. It can be stolen. It can be destroyed. It can be ignored. It can be abused. It can be perverted, it can be suffocated, it can be wasted, it can be exchanged, it can be transferred. This is where prayer comes in. Because there are many listening to me today whose deposit of greatness has been stolen, whose deposit of greatness has been wasted or ignored. For Joseph in the Bible, the deposit of greatness that God put in his life was the gift of dream. Although it was, ironically, it was that gift of dream that first put him in his major trouble. Eventually, it was the same gift that promoted him from prison to palace. Meaning that your key to greatness can sometimes chart the course of your life through a crisis before you get to glory. Rahab in the Bible, that prostitute, the deposit in her life was the hospitality. One day, she was hospitable to the right people. And because of that, she was uprooted from her evil root and grafted into the root of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Daniel in the Bible, the deposit in his life was stubborn praying. Stubborn praying in the face of all kinds of adversity. Samson, his deposit was his strength. Unfortunately, he abused it. For David, the deposit that God put in his life, that first of all brought him to the limelight, was his ability to play music. That was how he appeared at the palace of the king. Peter, the deposit in his life was his trade as a fisherman. Beloved, this morning we need to roar in desperate prayer. To know your own key into greatness if you don't know it. Or to recover your own if it has been stolen. You need to know the key of greatness programmed into your destiny. You need to know it so that you don't throw it away in trying to use another person's key. You are programmed to be great, but you are to pray and identify your key to that greatness. At the level at which we are now, I am going to pray some prayers. The way you say amen to those prayers will decide so many things for you here this morning. You have made a powerful bargain. If you say amen to this prayer, and you are sweating as you are doing it, the liquid from your body becomes an instrument of your breakthrough. I stand there as a priest of God today. I stand as a prophet of the Almighty God. That the buried greatness of your father's house, he shall resurrect. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. The Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will over-answer your prayers of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. By the bulldozing power of the Holy Spirit, all obstacles on your way of greatness shall die. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, God shall be God in your situation. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Listen, beloved. If you have placed your hand on a program of failure, take your hands off by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Masokopora boshante rabakanda. Ribakopanda setekaya boshante rabaraba. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved. The vulture of your father's house, the vulture of your mother's house, designed to feed on the carcass of your destiny, shall die. In the name of Jesus. 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 Masikapoya boshentara bakapunta. Ribosapunda kaya boshentara bakataraba. Amen. Listen, beloved. Listen, beloved. Things are happening here this morning. Every move of your enemy this year shall bring you testimonies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. Amen. The oil of greatness assigned to your head will not run dry. Will not run dry. Will not run dry. Will not run dry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, any pattern of darkness that has enveloped you shall be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved. The divine deposit of greatness in your life shall manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because a fresh consignment of the angels of God are here. Listen, beloved, your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, shall make the right people to help you at the right time, at the right place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm beginning from now. God will turn your worst time into your best time. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Listen, beloved. Because of you, your family shall not know poverty again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Environmental witchcraft that is flying against your greatness shall die in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. You shall not struggle to be recognized. Your God shall announce you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen. The son of your life shall not listen to the voice of the enemy. He shall arise and shine. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. Your destiny shall command your circumstances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Listen, beloved. The power of God shall single you out for honor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved. The power of God that has no respect for problems. The power of God that has no respect for problems shall swallow your problems. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. There are two more prayers. I want just two more now. Just two more. Say this loud and clear. Your amen. Can you say it and let me hear you? Yes. Amen. Every agenda of darkness for your greatness is broken now. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of darkness for your greatness now is broken. It's 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 broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is the final prayer I want to pray now. Whether your enemy likes it or not, you shall laugh last. 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 You shall laugh last.
You shall not last. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, beloved, with the same loud voice with which you shouted your amen, you to pick a song of praises and sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. Any song of praises in your mouth, sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Great wonders. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's sit down for a few minutes. Now for the next few minutes, and I want to go into the keys of greatness before we close and go. As you have said, amen to those prayers. The transaction has already been sealed. Keys to greatness. Number one, find God. Find God. If you find nothing else in your life, find God, and you'll be okay. Once you get God, other things will follow. The Bible says, you shall seek me, and you shall find me, when you seek me with all your heart. Find God. Anytime God is made the head, there will be progress. Anytime you make God number two or number three or the last, there will be disaster. Number two, if you want to marry, marry the right person. This one decision will determine 90% of your success. If it's in the issue of marriage, you will pray and God will be talking to you the way you are hearing me now for your kuro-kuro here. It is worth it. Number three, be forgiving. Four, be generous. Don't be stingy. A stingy man will die in his stinginess, and he will not sow seed that will make him explode. Five, have a grateful heart. When somebody has been good to you, learn to say thank you. Whenever you express your appreciation to God, God does more for you. Don't be the kind of person who say, well, thank you very much for that 5 naira, but no, have a grateful heart. Six, never give up. Be persistent. Never give up. Those who give up never arrive at their goals. Seven, treat everyone you meet the way you will want to be treated. Treat everyone you meet the way you will want yourself or your children to be treated. Treat everyone you meet the way you will want yourself or your children to be treated. 8. Commit yourself to constant improvement. Don't just sit there and say, well, that's all I need to know. After all, some people don't know this much. No. The Bible even says about his ministry, it says, study to improve yourself, approve yourself. 9. Commit yourself to excellence and quality. Whatever you want to do, give it quality taste. 10. Be loyal. Whatever they put you, be loyal to the authority that you are serving under. 11. Be honest. Be honest. Always tell the truth. Be honest. Any falsehood or lies in your life will put you in trouble. Any small lie you tell will backfire. All lies will make you a child of the devil. Be committed to honesty. They used to tell us when we were children that speak the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Be honest. 12. Be prayerful. Be a prayer warrior. 13, be holy. Holiness. 14, be a Bible addict. A Bible addict. We're talking about keys to greatness. God will expand all these things in your heart. And the last one I want to talk about is deal with your foundation. Address your root problems. If you don't deal with them, they will pull you down. If you don't deal with them, they will ensure that you don't become great. If you don't deal with them, they may ensure that you get to a height and then they pull you down. A woman had 6 boys. And she kept crying, I want a girl, I want a girl. At least I want one girl, I want one girl. So because of I want a girl, I want a girl, she got pregnant the 7th time. But the 7th one now was a boy again. And every day the woman would be telling this boy, you, you're supposed to be a girl. You came as a boy. So as far as I'm concerned, you're a girl. And that was what followed this man throughout his life. He was a man in woman's clothing. And everything he did was negative. Completely negative. And this went with him throughout his life until they brought him for prayers. Immediately we asked him to pray the first prayer point. A voice spoke from his mouth saying, leave him alone. He's a woman. Why do you want him to become a man? He can never be. Until that foundation was dealt with, the man could not become great. This couple, they have these 2 beautiful daughters. I'm going to another testimony now. But because they were so beautiful, they now took some juju insurance so that these 2 beautiful daughters will not be impregnated in school. That's what they did to them. So as beautiful as they are, men don't come close to them, men don't talk to them, they were going their ways. One became an accountant, the other became a pharmacist. So one was 42 years old, the other one was 40 years old, no marriage, nobody comes to them, and they were still very beautiful. Unfortunately for them, both parents died. So nobody could tell them what happened. Until they did some prayers. After doing some serious prayers, their uncle, who was still alive, told them, your father did these things to both of you. Just pray that the herbalist that did it will still be alive in the village. So the uncle went to the herbalist. Do you remember somebody many, many years back who came 30 years ago to do something on the daughter so that they won't be impregnated? The man said, yes, you could remember. He said, but now the parents are dead and they need to marry. You see, the trouble with herbalists is that the herbalist will not tell you the side effect of what he was doing. All juju that you do have side effects like drugs. But they won't tell you. Sometimes they themselves don't know. So the herbalist now said, well, okay, but go back home. Go under their father's bed. You will find a bottle turned upside down. Just hold the bottle, turn it the right way up, and they'll be okay. And that's what the man went to do. This is not a story, because they brought the bottle to me. I saw the bottle. There's a carved image there. 2 carved images inside the bottle. How they forced the carved image inside the bottle, so big carvings, I don't understand. The problem at the root was preventing them from being great. This morning, you will rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, please, you can't pray this root problem prayer. So right there where you are, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. Thank you. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, say what I'm going to say after me. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately with you, just find a way to the altar. Beloved, for the next few minutes, I want you to pray with your body, your soul, your spirit, and everything inside you. In these few prayers, I want you to pray before we go. Say this after me loud and clear. Every hidden root problems. Can you shout this with all the anger? Yeah! In the name of Jesus, deal with the root problems. Every hidden root problem, die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We have four more prayers to pray. If you pray these prayers and you're feeling uncomfortable, don't worry. If you're praying these prayers and you feel uncomfortable, don't worry. Just pray them from your heart. Every dark power.
Every dark power.
I yard against my greatness. From my roots. Can I hear the sisters shouting this? Sisters, is that the loudest you can say it? Yes? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. Down! In the name of Jesus. Just deal with the powers. I am against your greatness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So blood of Jesus, break every demand of darkness upon my life. Blood of Jesus, break every demand of darkness upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Break the demand of darkness. Yes, yes, yes. Open your mouth and declare it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three. Every dark power operating in my roots. Can you shout it loud and clear? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Your time is up. That 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 time is up.
Every top power approaching my roof. Your time is up. Your time is up. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
As a fellow over there has just been shaking his head. You are saying very little. You are not really addressing things you should address. Why don't you look at your family background and see the well from which they dug you out? Don't take this small breakthrough you are receiving as if that is your bus stop. This is the final prayer point. If I've been shaking your head without saying not saying much, better open your mouth and declare this one with all the anger within you. All the anger within you. Every altar of darkness. Can you say this loud and clear? Swallow my greatness. Can you shout it louder than anyone around you? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the altar. Scatter the altar. In the name of Jesus. Scatter the altar. Scatter the altar. Scatter the altar. Scatter the altar. In the name of Jesus. Every altar of darkness swallow my greatness. Scatter! In Jesus' name we pray. As many people as believe that God has done something deep in their lives, let them shout a 7 Jericho destroying hallelujah. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Thank you, Lord.